that nothing can come between God and me. He had put me, he had put you through Christ Jesus in right standing with himself. He sees you. How? He sees you righteous. He sees you flawless. He sees you innocent. He sees you forgiven. How did he do it? The blood wash and cleanse you from the sin that you used to be. I'm no longer a sinner. The blood changes everything. It removed that sin. Took the stain, the guilt, the shame, and everything that sin would produce. I'm in right standing with God. And there's nothing between you and God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The blood got you covered. And you know how to walk under the blood covenant. When he tries to accuse you of something, you can say, I plead the blood. What are you saying? The blood got me covered. What you're trying to accuse me of won't hang, won't stick, won't work. So you can't put the guilt trip on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I plead the blood. I do not try to sit there and argue with you. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, now listen to this. You see, through the blood, you were made innocent. He took all of your guilt and shame and set you free. 1 John 1:9 says this. You can go ahead and put it up. 1 John 1:9 says this. If we do what? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is for, see, 1 John 1:9 is not for the sinner. It's for the believer. You say, man, you talk like that, you give people a license to sin. I told y'all a long time ago, people sin without one. Let me read you something else. Yeah, go ahead and put it up. 1 John 3:9. Let's look at this for a minute. We're coming right back. 1 John 3:9. See, once you're born of God, can we talk about some spiritual things just a little bit? Whoso is born of God doeth not what? When your spirit get born again, I'm going to explain some things here by the word. When your spirit get born again, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Because he is what? Born of God. And that used to really get me because I didn't know what he was talking about. Because I knew I had missed it. I knew I had sinned. I knew I got mad. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you are a spirit? You possess a soul and you live in a body. And you, the spirit man, have to run the house. I may have to break that down. I say, you, the spirit man, have to take charge and run the house. And if you don't take charge and run the house, guess who's going to run it? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. If you don't take charge and run the house, you're having the children untrained that you didn't train. They got a little age on them. And you told them to sit down, what did they do? Act like you didn't say a thing. Come on. I told you to sit down. They didn't hardly pay you much attention, but you raising your voice. You almost had to go into a rage, and then it created something else. Now we can see why God wants to fill with his fullness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the scripture says, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Can y'all give me that verse in the Amplified? Since we're here, we might well deal with this just to bring some light. Because people think they can't help us. They can't help sinning. And they don't understand. All right. No one who is born of God do what? No, deliberately. And what else? Knowingly. And what else? And habitually practicing. See, when you're born of God, you do not deliberately do it. You do not habitually do it. That's on a just go out. If you habitually sin, I say you are not born again. Because a born again people don't habitually sin. I'm going to show you something else in a minute. You do not practice sin as a way of life. Some people just go out on purpose. They go out on purpose to steal. They go out on purpose to commit adultery, commit fornication. They go out on purpose to lie. They talk to their buddy and say, you watch, I'm gonna lie my way out of this. Have you heard that conversation before? See, a born-again person won't do that. Come on, y'all. Y'all look at me so doom and gloom. Come on. Come on, you joyful peoples. Hallelujah. Isn't this good news? You joyful people. You're so full of joy. Hallelujah. You find out some good news. And I'll say this. You better get it right now. This is the time to get your life right. Don't wait until you die because it's too late. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, no one who is born of God deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practice sin because what? God's seed. His what? His principle of life. The essence of his righteous character. What? Remain permanently where? In him, at me in the person who is born. Again, who is reborn from above, spiritually and what? Transformed. Keep going. Renewed and set apart for his purpose. And he who is born again cannot habitually live a life characterized by what? Sin. Why? Because he is born of God and belongs to and and is born of God and longs to please him. You long to please God. Hallelujah.